You're listening to Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Hey, Rick, do you know what I have?
No.
I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball.
There you go. Challenge accepted. Yeah. Knicks in a song. Sugar Hill Gang, Rapper's Delight. Who doesn't love that tune? NBA playoffs. Knicks hosting the Pacers. Game one of that Eastern Conference semifinals matchup. And the Brunson burner at it again. Jalen Brunson, 43 points for him. 121-117 victory over the Pacers in the first game here. However, they did get an assist from the refs. And it's so bad that I just saw this come across the phone on the Twitter or X or Twixter or whatever. We're calling
it. Right.
It's the back page of the New York Post, and it's a picture of the Knicks, and it says Thrilla Nova, college pals and refs calls save Knicks. Nova, obviously Villanova, you know, so they have some, you know, some guys from Villanova that get it done. But it says so refs save the Knicks. Yeah. Thrilla Nova, exactly. Yep. So, so even the people in New York know that they got lucky last night. Who didn't get lucky? The Minnesota Timberwolves. They're without their best defensive player, Rudy Gobert.
Right.
He was at the hospital in Minnesota earlier in the day. Nothing's wrong with him, but his girlfriend gave birth to their first child. So the coach said, "You're not playing tonight." And he said, "I don't want to." So good. Gobert, without Gobert, you figure the Nuggets already down 1-0 and playing at home would then, you know, and they're the defending NBA champion, would easily beat the Timberwolves, but that did not happen. The Timberwolves have a guy known as the Ant-Man.
Ants. Ant-Man.
Edwards on top. He'll put up a three. Bullseye.
Anthony Edwards, our guy, who we've been on the Anthony Edwards bandwagon since last year. We love this guy. So all these Johnny-come-latelys talking about how great Anthony Edwards is, we knew it last year. And we knew it when we watched the movie Hustle. Yeah.
But, well, and his comments about all this arrest in the superstar players.
He wants
and how
to play all the time. Exactly.
Makes, you know, how can he not be a fan favorite?
He's a very likable guy.
He plays.
Last night, he didn't score 40, but he had 27 and 7 assists. And his teammate, the Cat, Karl-Anthony Towns.
Right.
So you get the Cat and the Ant. He had 27 as well with 12 boards. You know who did not have a good night? The Nuggets MVP.
Nikola Jokic.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic.
Oh, Jokic.
When he was on the floor, they were outscored by 16, which I guess isn't that bad considering they lost by, what, 26? But, yeah, he did not have a great game. The Timberwolves now head home to Minnesota with a 2-0 lead. And like I said last hour, I should have made the bet yesterday. I was about to withdraw $100 from my banking account, put it in BetMGM, and put the whole 100 on the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves to play the Celtics in the finals and the Timberwolves to win, it would have paid $900. Well, that same bet right now will pay $300.
Okay.
Because people are now on board. Yeah, not making that bet. The NBA Rookie of the Year was announced on live television last night. TNT, Ernie gave Shaq the envelope to announce it. Here you go.
Let's listen to the announcement.
The 2024 Rookie of the Year goes to Victor Wembanyama of the San Antonio Spurs.
Good job,
well
Jack.
Done. Well done.
Yay, Shaq and Reed.
We proved it to everyone. You embarrassed me last time, so I'm insisting that I read the name this time.
And they're still going to embarrass you, even if you get it right, which is what happened.
Overly praising you.
Yes, Hercules. So again, the Rookie of the Year is Victor Wembanyama, also known as the Jacques Hammer. Did you know he's the sixth unanimous Rookie of the Year in the last 40 years? The other five guys, Ralph Sampson, David Robinson, the Admiral, Blake Griffin, Damian Lillard, and Karl-Anthony Towns, of course, of the Minnesota Timberwolves.
Yeah, the Timberwolves. Yeah. Right.
And he also joins a couple other Spurs picks that received that award. One, of course, was David Robinson. The other was Tim Duncan, but it was not unanimous. That, my friends, the NBA Report, sponsored by Chrysler.
I know my own needs. And what I need from an automobile, I know I get from this new Cordova. I could ask for nothing beyond the quality of Cordova's workmanship, the tastefulness of its appearance. I request nothing beyond the thickly cushioned luxury of seats available even in soft Corinthian leather. Yet it is on the highway where Cordova best answers my demands.
Driving through bulls.
Yeah, is he?
I have much more in this small Chrysler than great comfort at a most pleasant price. I have great confidence, for which there can be no price. In Cordova, I have what I need.
Ah. Thank you, Ricardo Montalban.
Fine Corinthian letter.
Yes, which was a word that was invented. There's no such thing. On the ice, just one game in the postseason being played last night. The Florida Panthers hosting the Bruins in Game 1 of that Eastern Conference semifinal series. Panthers took a 1-0 lead in the second period. Fans in Florida going crazy. Yeah!
Yeah!
But then the Bruins scored the next five goals.
Damn the devil to hell! Ooh. Oh, shoot!
Bruins win that 5-1. Cue the Snoop Dogg. Well, Snoop, back in February, teamed up with his good friend Dr. Dre, and they now have a gin and juice that they're marketing.
Right.
And Dre, as you know, has a ton of money, and so does Snoop.
Shocked that it took this long,
actually. So now they, I know. Yeah. So now they decided to go in and get themselves a college football bowl. So the Arizona Bowl next year will be officially known as the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl, presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. Long name, but you know what? These bowl games.
Hey,
they all
I can get
name.
Behind this.
Yeah,
at least it's something I like,
and it's fun.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
fun.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning
it's not
confirming
the Deacon Roach Bowl.
Peyton Manning confirming Bill Belichick will join the Manning cast on a regular basis.
Wow.
Maybe not every week, but he will be there regularly. So that's good. Here's the quote: "We're going to give Coach Belichick something that he hasn't had in a while—the chance to be around quarterbacks he respects."
Oh, man. The roast continues.
Yes. Yes. Major League Baseball.
It's hurt if you're in the locker room at the Pats.
The Orioles and the Nationals were off, but the best team in baseball right now, the Phillies, are 25-11 after a 6-1 victory over the Giants. They were playing, and one of their commentators is a former Philly named John Kruk. Very likable guy.
Yeah.
Lovable guy. Fred Flintstone kind of a guy.
Sure.
Well, one thing that we're starting to learn is that John Kruk will talk about anything that gets into his head. As a matter of fact, I'll give you this in a moment.
Right.
For example, he started talking about Dance Moms, the show. Here you go.
Let's watch Dance Moms.
The reunion.
Yeah, I missed that. I wonder how I missed that.
The game's being played, by the way.
I hope some of those moms on that show weren't like that in real life. I hope that was all for the camera.
I would.
They're nuts.
Yeah, I would,
every one of them.
I would think that they're more like that than not.
Yeah, they got some issues, man.
Yeah, this is a broadcast of a Major League Baseball game. Those are some of the topics, Rick. If you want to read some of the topics that they discussed that just popped into Kruk's head.
All right, this from the list. Rain. Makes sense. Ziplocs. Adam's Cardio. The Casamigos Bar.
Oh, okay.
Casamigos was the tequila brand founded by Clooney and Randy Gerber, and they sold it off for like $1 billion.
Oh,
so
wow.
they must have a presence in the stadium. Prison Story Recap. Drones. Golf. Banging your head on a golf cart. Diego's Lawyer Services. Dance Moms, Athletic Stadium Progress, and Tom Head Injury.
Yep. Yeah, anything that pops in Kruk's head is coming out, so be prepared to talk about stuff.
Good.
Mets edged the Cardinals 4-3. Dodgers got another home run out of Shohei. He leads the majors with 11. They beat the Marlins 6-3. And it is Tuesday, so it's time for your Skeletor fun fact. Here you go.
Remember, it's possible that we inherit our exact kinks from our parents. Until we meet again.
Oh, man.
I got it from my daddy.
I got it from my daddy.
No.
No.
Oh,
hey, don't blame me. Blame Skeletor. He's got a warped mind.
Skeletor.
You allowed Skeletor.
I did. Wait till next hour.
Yeah,
oh, no.
I don't speak Korean. You lost me right there. I got after you look nice.
Right.
All right, 7:40.
Rod's doing a whole routine over here.
I'm Now I'm going to do a Morris Day of the Times, the verdict. Here we go.